It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Shayna Goldman in her Friday time slot on Sabres Live. Welcome back, Shayna. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be like a real Friday this time. I feel like we've been mixing it up and doing Fridays on Thursday and our weeks.
It is a real Friday, and Marty and I can mess up anything just about any day. Doesn't matter. Time, calendar, you name it.
And I feel like today's a Saturday, Duffer. And
I thought
yesterday was a Friday because my kids don't have school today. I thought, like, for whatever reason, like yesterday, you know, they're out having fun. I'm texting my son thinking that's a Friday. I'm like, hey, good luck tomorrow at your game. Well, he doesn't play until tomorrow. It wasn't today. So my mind is all messed up.
Okay. This is where we become vulnerable to our audience. We sit here, we talk about stuff, we try to come across as informed, in the case of Marty, sometimes opinionated, fact-driven, but the reality is we can't all know everything. Has something happened at any point this week where you're like, oh, I didn't realize that player was on that team? Because I have a moment, so I'm curious whether you two are sharing in my, forgot about that transaction this summer.
Yeah, it's like the NHL season kind of, it came about this year in a weird way with the scheduling and the vibes were so off. And then like day one of the season happened and I'm like, where are we? What are we doing? So yes, definitely a lot of those moments where I'm like, oh, okay. And I felt like going into the season, I'm like, I feel good about this. Like, I've looked at every roster. I wrote about every team. And then the games are happening. And I'm like, oh, Anthony Mantha's a Flame.
Yeah.
Right. All right, bestie, well, go off. Enjoy your goal.
Like Boston last night. And Shayna, as you would expect, we spent a lot of time talking about the Rochester Americans. And they're arguably arch rival, historically and most recently, has been Syracuse, Tampa's farm club. And they've had Cole Koepke the last couple of years, and he's been a player to watch. And then all of a sudden, he's got a three-point night with the Bruins last night. I'm like, when did he end up with Boston? And of course, it was completely overshadowed on free agency, because why would anybody be really paying attention on July 1st to that particular signing? So at a time where we're sitting here talking about the Sabres struggling to find goals, it gets even more pronounced when it's like other teams somehow harvested, you know, a player that's becoming a journeyman AHLer and getting production from them.
Well, mine is more of a star, but Tarasenko to Detroit. When I saw he scored yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Tarasenko is in Detroit. Didn't matter. They lost to Pittsburgh. But, yeah, Tarasenko to Detroit was a little something I had forgotten about.
Mickey, by the way, Redmond was he was so on. Just his instinct to exhale immediately when a goal against happens for Detroit, that was a bad one, like, oh, they've got to pull the goalie, oh, they, you know. So I love the genuine nature of that broadcast in Detroit.
Shayna, I know we're going to talk about a lot of things around the league maybe or whatever we want to discuss, but as we were going to break, we start to discuss, you know, what are the Sabres? And I'm like, okay, I look at the first two games against the Devils, and I'm not going to put too much thought into those two games. It's a weird situation, whatnot. I've done it, and it's weird. But last night, they produced enough a really good expected goals number, really played well defensively. 5-on-3 was bad in the first period, and the Samuelson penalty was bad. But everything they created was off the rush. And I look at shot attempts from the slot off the rush yesterday. The Sabres had 11. That's 11 chances that you're creating off the rush. That's really, really good. But can a team that's a rush team, like the Sabres have been, or 2 years ago was great. Last year, not so much, but they still seem to be a rush team. Can they change their identity into more of a in-zone, grinding it out team that maybe we want to see a little bit more out of Buffalo?
Yeah, when you say that, I think of two teams in particular. I think of the Colorado Avalanche a couple years before they won, when they went to the playoffs, and we saw their rush game completely get snuffed out by the Golden Knights. Golden Knights were standing them up at the blue line. They weren't getting anything there. And they looked at it and they were like, do we change everything, right? And try to play a more physical, forechecking playoff style of hockey that we know works in that environment? Or do we become the best at what we do off the rush and round out our game? And I like that they didn't completely overhaul everything, because what they have off the rush is so special. It's so good. It's so dangerous. But it's adding more variety. I also think of the Panthers of a couple years ago when Andrew Brunette took them into the playoffs. And that was the best rush team in the league. They were the best comeback team. They had all the pop and everything that you could want. But you have to keep in mind two things. One, they were the best comeback team because they followed those deficits. And two, they had nothing else to bring to the table. Paul Maurice helped them become a better forechecking team. And we see the team go on to win the cup last year, and they're still a lead off the rush. It's not like someone said to Carter Verhaeghe, don't fly into the zone every chance you get. But here's something to extend your zone plays. Here's how you're going to work harder. So there's tactical adjustments to make. And I think having a coaching change is probably the best way to go about really overhauling the tactics. Mm-hmm. And there's roster adjustments to make. And we see the Panthers have that turnover around their core players with their supporting cast to have players that can grind it out a little bit more. So I think both of those are possible. It's finding that player. You have the two skill guys on a line, say, that are great off the rush. But now you're going to add that sandpapery player who can make key plays to, you know, retrieve pucks behind the net and keep cycle plays going and can forecheck to keep the offense in the zone a little bit longer. You have to just find a way to balance your strengths. And it's not an easy task. And I think for the Sabres team, it's not going to be easy because the roster is very similar to what it was last year. And now it's what can the coaching do? And then you can start assessing how does the roster need to change around it. But I think that there are some players like a Jordan Greenway who can pick it up a little bit to add that element to their game.
Greenway and Power were serving maintenance days today, thus not taking part in full practice. Paterka was back at full practice. His availability, Marty, will be more clear tomorrow when this group hosts the Florida Panthers. So any particular intriguing, exciting, fun thing that you've seen this week from around the league? Could be Utah's two season opening wins, could be whatever. What's top of mind for you, Shayna?
Utah's definitely top of mind because they're so fun and I love it. Because I feel like there's so much saltiness around them and I don't understand why. And I feel like people just keep forgetting how good they were. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This year, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. I keep saying it, but before everything hit the fan last year, this was a good team showing a lot of progress. So now you have Gunther like serving star power on a nightly basis and people are forgetting. You know, you see that power play goal that Keller sets him up with the crossing pass and obviously he has to get the pass through. But there's Gunther by himself in the circle. No penalty killers in sight. No one near him. So if a pass gets through, he's wide open and he has the hot hand. So that caught my eye. Also, Vancouver. I feel like we should talk about Vancouver after that 4-1 collapse. Talk about getting complacent, and I get it, the Flames are the Flames, but they had an unreal 20 minutes. Like, they looked sick, and then, wow, did that one fall apart.
Is Utah making the playoffs?
Yes.
Just because, the buzz and the vibes, you love the vibes. You love that.
Love the vibes.
The first day vibes on Tuesday, ESPN on location all day. Like, not just for the game at night, like all day. And the fans there and the vibes in Utah. And then they have to get on a plane and travel to Long Island to be able to play on the road, right? Their first ever road game. Like, these guys have never been on the road before. Like, it just drives me nuts. But anyway, so Utah's making the playoffs, in your opinion?
Yeah. Pour me a giant soda. Forget the coffee. I'm going full Utah. I've been seeing like the TikToks with the half and halves and the sodas and the coffee creamers, and it's a lot. But like, sign me up if this is what we're getting. I'm loving this. I love this team. They're just fun and exciting.
How about the beer consumption that first home opener game in Utah? I think they said 120,000 in beer sales that night, the most ever at the Delta Center for any events. Like, hockey fans somehow. Salt Lake City, I don't know. They drink up. That was the number one thing I saw in my feed after the game the other night.
I respect it, right? Like, I feel like everyone's made such a big deal of like little there's like little details, right? The obstructed views. I know it's not a little detail to everyone, but like, they're just like taking these little storylines, like the obstructed views and the beers, and they're just being like, let's create chaos over that. And it's like, can you do a second of research? They can drink beers at the games. There's just different ways of how you have to be approved to have beer at games. And, you know, the obstructed views, there's a reason for it. There's so many things I feel like people are trying to poke fun at it. Like, we're not allowed to have fun in this league. Like, we'll talk about the Leafs when we need to, and we'll be miserable with you guys. But, like, can we just have fun for a second? Because this team went through it, and anything's better than a college arena. Now you're somewhere with an owner who cares. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's fun. And
he has his hat on backwards on TV, and he's doing like Zoom interviews with NHL Network. And yeah, definitely. And they're going to put a ton of money in the whole building and everything. So I love the vibes in Utah for sure.
You want to change your opinion on St. Louis here in the first week?
My opinion was they weren't going to be good.
That's what
mine
I'm asking.
Was they were going to be really good.
They're
2-0,
and they're finding ways.
Oh. Yeah, but like, I don't like what I'm seeing. Like, I game one, the comeback was nice, but they still got in that hole in the first place. And then game two, I'm like, you played the Sharks, who were not good. Like, Celebrini had his highlights, and that line had something going, but otherwise, you're like, the Sharks were not good. That you should have won that handedly. I'm going to be extra critical about the Blues forever, I feel like, because I feel like there's so much potential, and I have so many roster building questions, and it's not like I want them to fail, but I just look at this team and I'm like, you can have a couple good stretches here or there, but I feel like every time that happens, it blinds them from the big picture that should be like staring at them in the face. But then again, like, when you secure your general manager's job till what, 2029, and already name his successor in place, who cares about the right now? You have a long-term plan in place for you.
Are we worried about the Nashville Predators if UC Soros is not healthy and misses quite some time or gets hurt during the season? Like, Wedgwood has been a good backup in Dallas, but UC Soros is the savior in that team. So are we worried, especially since they lost 4-3 and the Stars only had 20 shots?
Yes and no. I'm worried long-term because obviously you want to have a starting goalie. And while everyone in the league the last couple of years has tried to convince us that goaltending doesn't matter, it does, especially for certain teams. But the thing that gives, like, I think they could take a little bit of solace in is how good they are in front of the net. When you look at their run last year, was goaltending a part of it between Lankanen and Soros? Yes, but it wasn't the driving force. I would say it's the 5-on-5 play that was. They were a top three team in expected goal creation and expected goal suppression from that February 15th turnaround through the end of the season. So they have the juice to be really good, even if they don't have Soros in net. Now they should be better with the reinforcements they have. They're not a one-line team. Like, I think that second line is going to be sick, and I think Brady Shea is going to fit there. But I think they're going to take a little bit of time because it was a lot of turnover to now everyone gel together with these, like, big – they're not just, like, depth additions. These are big additions. Yeah. So I'm going to give them a few minutes before I worry, and then we'll see if this, like, is a trend that continues going forward and they lose games like this. And even if you're, you know, you're scoring three, but you're allowing four, like, that's going to become a concern, but I'm not there yet.
And I know it's only one game, but Should we jump a little bit on the Jake Oettinger comeback goalie of the year? Like, he was really good last night. And last season, there was a lot of up and down. But a lot of people think, and I think, he could be a top five goalie in the league. And last night, he was a big reason why Dallas went. So should we jump on that bandwagon early in the season? If there's some betting people out there that are looking at dark horse to win the Vezina or, you know, the win totals, like, is that somebody we should jump on?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to have a much better year. I don't think he's going to win the Vezina. I think my hot take is that Vasilevskiy is going to get himself back in the Vezina race now that he's healthy this season. I think he's just going to, like, take over. I think it's going to be, like, him, Shesterkin, and probably Hellebuck. But I think that Oettinger,
you
for sure.
You didn't say Ullmark. I think Ullmark is a...
Ullmark, I'm loving Ullmark in Ottawa, but I think the problem's going to be Vezina finalists are judged so heavily on wins, whether or not it's the goalie's fault, and I think that's going to hurt him because I think they're going to be a fringe playoff team, like, on the bubble, in or out, who's to say, not me. But Oettinger, I'm very here for the comeback because he started to look better in the playoffs. After like a shaky game one, I remember against Vegas, like he started to get it together finally. It was a really weird year for him. And I think the year before we kind of saw him hit that wall, which makes sense for how many, like so many goalies are not accustomed to that workload. So then he got it and he had to find his footing. Mm-hmm. I am intrigued by what Dallas is doing to manage his workload, like on the ice for practices. And I think that they've taken an interesting approach with their sports science development. So I wonder if that's going to be a factor here too, but I think he's going to have a bounce back year.
Tampa and Carolina playing tonight. And that is the first games for each of those teams. Shayna, thank you as always. We'll see you again next week here on Sabres Live.
Thanks for having me.
Next right, Friday, back. Question mark.
Yeah, exactly. Back after this, as we set up the Amerks and their home opener tonight. Stay with us.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.